Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
In Revelations chapter 12, verse 11, it reads, "And they, the believers, overcame him, the accuser of the brethren, because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even unto death." I'm going to read it again. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. "And they," the believers, "overcame him." And that's what, if we're going to overcome, that means there's something we have to overcome. We can be a believer, but it doesn't mean we're an overcomer. "And they overcame him, the accuser of the brethren, because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony," because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So what are they doing? They're testifying what the blood of the Lamb has done for them. "And they did not love their life even unto death." Now, we could look at Leviticus chapter 16, verses 11 through 15, and verses 18 to 19, but we have a very short time together. So if you want to write that down, it's Leviticus chapter 16, verses 11 through 15, and verses 18 to 19. Now, this set of scriptures is rarely taught, and it is fascinating. Fascinating. It's brilliant. I'm going to read one verse. Leviticus 16:19. "And with his finger he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it." And I'll explain what this means in a moment. "And with his finger he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it seven times and cleanse it from the impurities of the sons of Israel and consecrate it." It's amazing. Under the law of atonement, after the priest had ministered at the altar of incense, the outer court, the inner court, the most holy place. And the altar of incense is the altar of prayer, where the fire shall be kept burning continually on the altar and to never go out. Under the law of atonement, after the priest had ministered at the altar of incense, right in front of the curtain that separated the holy place from the most holy place, he would go beyond the veil unto the most holy place. Here the priest would take some of the blood of the bull and the goat, now listen to this, and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat and on the horns of the altar, in three places, seven times. Three places, seven times, in each of the three places. Amazing detail, isn't it? Three places, seven times in each of the places. And then Leviticus 16:19 that we've already read. His finger. Now, it's amazing. Jesus, in the New Testament, talks about the finger of God. And he calls and he says, and the finger of God is the Holy Spirit. And the priest is to take the blood of the bull and the goat, and as after he goes from the holy place and has ministered at the altar of prayer and the fire on the altar, goes in beyond the veil, and one of the things he does multiple things, he dips, takes the finger, the finger of God, the Holy Spirit, takes his finger, and he sprinkles this blood in three places, three times, seven times. It's awesome. This is like Lou Engle calling forth for the Great Communion Revival. Amazing, folks. It's amazing. Twice, seven times. When you look closely at this set of scriptures and read all of it there in Leviticus 16, you'll find many interesting things. The blood was sprinkled in three distinct places, seven times each. Some Bible teachers have taught that three is the number of the Godhead or Trinity, and seven is the number of completion. This was the picture of what was yet to come. When the high priest Jesus shed his blood, he did a complete work. It was finished. How many sayings did Jesus say on the cross? Seven different declarations Jesus made on the cross. One of them was, and the last one was, it is finished. The work of atonement had been perfectly complete through the blood of this one man, the Lamb of God, Christ Jesus. New Testament fulfillment. Now, I don't have the time to be able to go over a lot of this, you know, with you. I kind of wish I did.
So I've been talking about Lynn and I needing a much needed time off and sabbatical. We're raising finances right now. We're raising up people to pray. Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you'll see the partner program and the things. You can just donate any amount, actually. Consider, pray about it. Consider giving. We really do need the financial breakthrough right now. And if you go there, you'll see that we have a program going so that InLight Connection will not close. We want to raise up the partner program that will get people to be giving. But we have a monthly mentoring session that's already going. And even if I'm not on there, there have been some amazing speakers already. Brian Simmons, there's just been some powerful words. We have some people coming up that would just really blow you away. First of all, pray and ask the Lord. It doesn't have to be any specific amount, but we're trying to raise up 1,000 people to give $55 a month or any amount. And you can become part of the partner program or giving any amount. That would be great.